This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Deadly Israeli attacks that blew up Hezbollah radios and pagers, quote, crossed all red lines, the leader of the heavily armed Iran-backed Lebanese movement said on Thursday in a speech broadcast as sonic booms from Israeli warplanes shook buildings in Beirut. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
In a speech broadcast from an undisclosed location, Hassan Nasrallah called the attack, quote, unprecedented in the militant group's history.
Thousands of pagers were targeted by the Israeli enemy, and they were all detonated at the same time. The enemy violated through this attack all the regulations, laws, and red lines.
Lebanon and Hezbollah have blamed Israel for attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment that killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has not commented directly on the attacks, which security sources say were probably carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. The spreading of the Mpox virus at the epicenter is worrying neighboring countries. AP correspondent Sam Mendick reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
Sam Bendick from the AP. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This